This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Closer to Florida, subtropical storm Nicole threatening some of the same areas impacted by Hurricane Ian just a month ago, but especially on Florida's east coast are being urged, the people are, to prepare for this storm. It formed early Monday morning northeast of the Bahamas, and it is strengthening as it brings prolonged amounts of rain, the wind, the coastal flooding impacts to Florida and southeastern U.S. later this week. It could become a hurricane as it approaches the east coast of Florida by Wednesday night. Regardless of how strong it ultimately is when it hits, Nicole is a very large storm. There will be some impacts that will be felt in the U.S. for several days. It's expected to also turn up and go all the way through the Carolinas and the Northeast. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, speaking of storms, there's storms brewing of another sort as we wait to see what happens there. And that would be what's going on with the midterm elections. We're almost there, and it is crazy how many people have done the early voting, over 40 million early voters and counting. They really believe that in Pennsylvania it is too close to call when it comes to Senate. Fetterman for the Democrats and Oz for the Republicans, neck and neck. It may be that there is no answer on Election Day the 8th. So it is a very big scramble. As far as the balance and the numbers, if we look at both chambers, just looking federally at things, 5 seats in the House would swing it toward the balance a bit in the red direction, meaning the Republicans, and then 1 in the Senate would be offsetting as well and would mean a swing to the Republicans there. So it's really close, and there are some very, very tight races, that's for sure. I've been really looking at some of this and looking at, you know, ultimately what we think will happen by the end of the week. And if I were a better, I would say that Republicans have a very good chance of winning the Senate in the midterm elections, because we're talking about, you know, you're talking about that one seat. But again, it is still so, so tight. People are hot over inflation. People around the country, I've talked about this constantly on this show, and then the price of gas, which goes into that too as well. So we look at polls, and I looked at a lot of polls today. An NBC News poll finding that 47% of registered voters say they prefer Democrats to control Congress. 46% want a Republican-run Congress. So really, that's the same. It's split. That's just too close, right? There's so many non-clear results, I think. And, you know, what does that mean? I think there are some, ultimately, offices that you can predict. I mean, look, there are 36 governorships up for grabs. Some who are already the incumbent governors, like Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida. He really should not lose that seat, and you can tell by all the polls he is just so far ahead of his opponent. I mean, it has to become official. And then in some other states, it's the same thing, where the incumbent should be a shoo-in. It's going to be interesting, that's for sure. And, of course, we're going to have all of it as we move along here on this show, on our next show, especially as we zero in on the votes and the numbers that we know and what we can clearly tell you has happened. And it's interesting because I think there will be some coin flips. And to me, that is interesting. It's wonderful that so many have gone and early voted, no matter what. I think voting is the privilege. Voting is the thing. Even if we don't like certain things about the system or we're not happy with representation, I always say this, the more you exercise your right to vote and you put your voice out there, you know, maybe things will turn in the direction that you hope they will turn in, because we are so lucky to have that vote, as I've been one of those people privileged enough to see what it means in countries where you don't have that and you are forced to vote a certain way. It is the worst. So we don't have that here in this country, thank goodness. We're getting closer to Thanksgiving as well, just, you know, a little over 2 weeks. Can you believe it? How is that possible that we're so close? It's a matter of mathematics and time. What kind of a Thanksgiving will it be for a lot of people? There's a lot of complaints, again, about food and the cost of food, meaning turkeys that are so much higher than they've been in the past. Will it be that people decide they're going to eat something else besides the normal Thanksgiving that they would eat? Will they opt for some other kind of celebration? Nearly 6 in 10 admit their Thanksgiving guest list is smaller than it's been in the past. And 53% are cooking fewer dishes. And this is in a recent poll that was commissioned by Personal Capital, saying that 1 in 4 Americans say they're actually skipping Thanksgiving altogether to save money. So not wanting to host and burst their budget where they have too many people coming in. Normally it wouldn't be all about that. And so instead, buy a smaller turkey, do something else, figure out other ways to get around the expense of Thanksgiving. And I said this the other night, you know, is it going to affect some of the areas where you serve turkey and feed the homeless? And there are a lot of places that do that, and I believe that will still happen. But I do believe these polls that people are cutting back or opting to do something else and saying they don't want to cook what normally would be a super, super big, big Thanksgiving meal. That might not be you. It may be game on. And hopefully there are more people that are able to say game on and are figuring it out and getting around some of the cost of Thanksgiving, that's for sure. Coming up on this show, we're going to have a mailbag and a couple plus, a mic drop moment too as well. For now, hang on to your seats. Coming back on the flip side, what's it look like out there right now when it comes to the weather? We just scratched the surface. More deets on the weather next.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with VantagePoint.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at DrinkSuperTea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at DrinkSuperTea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Mongoose chase the snake away. We go barefoot every day. Mongoose chase the snake away. Mongoose chase the snake away. Mongoose chase the snake away. We go barefoot every day. Mongoose chase the snake away.
The island, she have plenty snake all around this sugar break. Then the mongoose come one
day. That's just too good to interrupt. Yes, indeed. Coming up in our next segment, your thoughts on everything from A to Z, including, obviously, the midterm elections and the Powerball. The Powerball drawing for Monday was delayed a little bit because of a technical issue. This is a $1.9 billion deal. It is the largest Powerball jackpot and lottery jackpot in the United States history, period. But in California, they were saying the delay is due to a participating lottery needing extra time to complete the security protocols. Powerball has some strict security requirements that have to be met by all 48 lotteries before a drawing can happen. So isn't that interesting? You know, over the weekend, the thought was, oh, maybe someone's going to win this lottery, but nobody won the lottery. There were people that hit some big numbers, but they didn't hit the Powerball number across the board, where you walk away with an insane amount of money, you know, free and clear. And I say this all the time, the odds of winning the lottery are, I mean, winning that $929.1 million, because that would be the approximate cash value of the $1.9 billion. You take all the taxes out of that. You know, you have a... It's not easy. Look, you have a 1 in a billion chance of correctly guessing, right? You have to guess all 5 drawn numbers and then the Powerball number. I will say I went into my favorite convenience store called Wawa that's on the East Coast, and there were people that were lined up. For the first time I saw people lined up. They had a vending machine where you put in the money and obviously and get the Powerball or whatever lottery you wanted to get, and there were people that were playing the game for the first time because you could tell they were stuck and they were asking a lot of questions and trying to figure it out because they never had played the lottery before. So lottery fever definitely hit the United States, but will anyone have the winning ticket, or does it even, does it get even higher? Winning even just a couple million is, can you imagine? But winning that kind of money is, wow, is what it is. It's mind-boggling to wrap your mind around the kind of money that we're talking about for plunking down. And people could plunk hundreds down, but theoretically, plunking down a few bucks, I'll call it, to end up with the winning ticket. All right, before we hit the mailbag segment, kind of an overview of, obviously, in looking at the midterm elections, right? You look at some of the the big races. I already set it up that it's a numbers game when we talk about the midterms as far as Senate and Congress is concerned. But you've got in some of these key governor races, and there's 36 all together, and especially competitive in about a dozen or so states. And the consequences could be incredibly interesting. And there's been a lot of money, I think, that's been pumped in at the state level. Have you sat and watched any tube and just been bombarded by political ads? You probably have been. So Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, lots of competition in those places. Democrats trying to keep control of the governor's offices there, and they might not. Republican wins in presidential battleground states, including Arizona, could be big for the 2024 White House election. And you've got Donald Trump, the former president, saying he's got a big announcement to make on November 15th. In Arizona, we have a lot of people listening to us in the great state of Arizona. You've got one of the closest gubernatorial races, of course, with Carrie Lake, who was a television anchor, and she's backed by the former prez, and she has the chance to win. Her opponent is the Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, who rose to some national prominence when she defended Arizona's election results. So that's one to watch. And again, 36 of the 50 states will elect governors on Tuesday, with the majority either Democratic or Republican. Republicans hold 28 governor seats nationally compared to 22 Democratic governorships right now. I mentioned Ron DeSantis. I think he has no worries. He is expected to beat his Democratic challenger, Charlie Crist. And, of course, DeSantis, there's so much speculation that he's going to run for president in 2024. In Texas, Republican Governor Greg Abbott, I know we have lots of people listening there, expected to win a third term despite a hard campaign, one where he's been everywhere, by his Democratic opponent, Beto O'Rourke. So that's another one to look at, but I don't believe the congressman will upset Greg Abbott. Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp should prevail against the Democratic challenger Stacey Abrams. That's a rematch of 2018. But again, there's some tight contests that make it pretty interesting to see which way, where it's going to go, what's going to happen. And one of the things that the former president said, Donald Trump, is he was going to make a big announcement on November 15th, like I said, at his home in Palm Beach because he said he didn't want to detract from the importance of the midterm vote. And he's out there stumping for some candidates, and said, in fact, at a rally in Dayton, Ohio, 2 years ago, we were a great nation and we're going to be a great nation again. And he keeps getting asked about his political plans, and that's when he nailed the date down and said it will happen on the 15th. And he said, I ran twice, I won twice, I did much better the second time than I did the first, getting millions and millions more votes in 2020 than we got in 2016, and likewise getting more votes than any sitting president in the history of the country. And he said the first step is saving America in winning an epic victory for Republicans on Tuesday. And he was at the rally pushing for J.D. Vance to win his seat, and he talked about the polls and how good the polls were, and of course the polls are, and that's a tight race, but the polls are in favor of JD by a little bit. And the 15th then makes it intriguing for people that there's a date, and what is that going to mean? Would we be surprised by the announcement, or is it going to be the inevitable because of the hints about running? And of course there's lots of controversy surrounding some of the polling places and voting, and what are the ballots, what's going on with the ballots. Democratic Senate candidate for Pennsylvania John Fetterman's campaign joined a lawsuit on Monday asking that any mail-in ballots with no or incorrect dates be counted. The newspaper of record there, the Philadelphia Inquirer, is saying that there likely will be tens of thousands of misdated mail-in ballots in that race, and that the Democrats are more likely to vote by mail than the Republicans. The Fetterman campaign sued in federal court along with Democrats' U.S. House and Senate campaign arms and two Democratic voters in Erie County who submitted undated mail ballots. So what happens with that? The state Supreme Court ruled unanimously on November 1st that state officials cannot count votes from mail-in or absentee ballots that lack accurate handwritten dates on their return envelopes. So there is that. Philadelphia reported receiving 381,000 mail ballots, 8,300 undated ballots. Mailbag coming up.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Tuesday is Election Day, and upward of 40 million votes have already been cast these midterms. Democrats had been enjoying an edge over the GOP throughout August and September, but that advantage went away in the second week of October. The Republican margin has fallen slightly since this weekend, with new numbers coming in after Donald Trump spoke in Miami.
If you want safety for your family and security for your community, you need to vote every Democrat out of office and vote for Republicans up and down the ballot.
On Monday, Trump then appealed a judge's order to install a watchdog at the Trump Organization that was requested by the New York Attorney General last week ahead of a pending civil trial. This is USA Radio News.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim a credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Brinjuri, 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 unjuri, unjuri. Brinjuri, 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 unjuri, unjuri. Brinjuri, 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 unjuri, unjuri.
Let's talk about the mail. Alright, we're in the mail room, and thanks to all of you, we have a ton of mail. This one from Jeffrey. He says, Kate Delaney, please be careful. I know there's another hurricane that's coming toward your new state of Florida. This one looks like it could be packing a lot of baggage with it in the form of rain. I have some friends on the east coast of Florida. I think it's going to hit there more likely than your side of Florida. But, boy, it's been a tough year, I would say, after Hurricane Ian, wouldn't you? Yeah, absolutely. I think any hurricane, any tornado, we just saw what happened in Oklahoma and Texas, in Arkansas, and so many of those homes destroyed, and the loss is awful when you have that kind of severe weather, and it's undescribable, the damage, which it still is 6 weeks later in Fort Myers Beach and Sanibel Island, which is in the southwest side of Florida, you know, on the west coast. But this hurricane watch is along the eastern coast. So it's churning. I already mentioned this at the top, across the Atlantic. I just looked at the models again, and it's strengthening. It's showing that. But they think it's going to take a little bit of a turn when it hits the East Coast as a hurricane. Not predicting a 3 or a 4 or any of that, but lots of strong winds and surf and torrential rain as a result of it. They're talking about maybe a 1. So a Cat 1, perhaps, looking at all the things that go into that, the, you know, flooding, et cetera, and what it's going to look like by the time it hits late Wednesday night or Thursday. And it could be severe along that Atlantic coast and then over the peninsula just in general. And, of course, it will make the turn. It's supposed to make a turn where it will, where it's going to be tough is right on that east coast, right along Delray Beach and Hollywood, et cetera, Hollywood, Florida. But then it's expected to make a turn. But when it makes that turn, it will go toward Tampa and maybe a little bit toward the panhandle. I know we have people listening there. And then does it go up Myrtle Beach and Richmond and then all the way up through the Northeast? That's, you know, a very, very big possibility. So it's going to bring some weather with it, that's for sure. But what kind of weather are we talking about? You know, there's a big difference, well, obviously, in what we saw from an Ian-type deal with that surge versus what is being predicted here, you know, and the chance that the center of the storm could track farther to the south or to the north, of course, that's possible. So Fort Lauderdale, Miami, all of that, the Florida, they call it the Florida Space Coast, to the Jacksonville Beach area. If you know people there, or you've been there, you know exactly what I'm, you know, talking about as you look at this. And I'll tell you what, the more you do this, the more you get good at looking at these different models. You know, they call them the spaghetti models. And it, to me, now I think you just look at a cone and you see, all right, these are the possibilities. So that everybody has to be prepared that there's a possibility of getting something, right, that you're going to track and get. It may strengthen a little bit, so you're going to get possibly some rainfall. And if you're in a low-lying area and you're near rivers or anything like that, there is always the possibility of that overflow, of course. To me, the curiosity is, how strong is it as it goes up the coastline, right? It's not, bam, hitting Florida, and then psh, it's out of here. All right, so thanks for that, Jeffrey. We move to this from Kim, and Kim says, Kate, wow, it's really crazy how many people in my, you know, in my hometown of Tucson are talking about the elections, and I don't think it's crazy. I think it's important, but it's crazy that I've never noticed it as much before, so people are concerned, and there's a lot of attention focused on my state of Arizona. I agree with you in listening to the show these last couple of months about the importance of voting. I listened to your story and took it to heart when you talked about being a young reporter in Mexico and watching the ballot boxes being stuffed and people being forced with guns over their head, basically, to vote a certain way. No matter what, I hope cooler heads prevail and people just go and vote how they want to vote and let the chips fall where they fall, and let's have a clean, good, solid election. Kim, that's my hope, too. No matter what, you know, we look at the numbers and we look at the lawsuits that are already piling up, and we look at what does it mean for the people in office versus the ones who could possibly be put in office, and how are people feeling? And we've said this all along. I mean, look, it's the economy, it's the economy, the economy. And yes, there are other issues, and especially in particular areas that individually we're facing, depending on what county you live in, where you live. But if we were to look at the wave overall, it's how people are feeling the pinch. I mean, it is. And it's more than what we could ever talk about. And you can see it when you have just conversations with people that you don't even know. When people start talking to you and complaining and looking at fighting inflation and what are they doing to fight inflation. I mean, that is the thing. All right, this is from Timothy. And he says, Kate, did you see the deal where Powerball numbers weren't drawn because of some weird snafu with one of the states that does the Powerball? Wow. I don't know that that has ever happened before. I'm a regular Powerball lottery player. I mean, I'm not putting hundreds of dollars down, but I play, and I don't know that I have ever seen that. Yeah, it was the California lottery that said late on Monday that they delayed the drawing because they need to do the security that they normally do, and they have to meet that requirement before it can be, before the drawing is conducted. So it is interesting, isn't it, when you have a jackpot that swelled to $1.9 billion and people are on the edge of their seat to find out what are the winning numbers, but that's what's happened. So they can't, you know, if you look at it, they can't pull the numbers because of that. And they will once that happens, but they can't do it. It's weird, too, because I went and looked up some of the, it's just crazy to think about it. So I was wrapping my head around this whole idea of, wow, what would that be like when you look at the cash value? And the largest Powerball jackpot ever was in January of 2016. Three winners split a prize of $1.586 billion and then took their share of the cash value of that. And so, wow, you just think about that. I guarantee, I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I guarantee those people probably didn't go back to work. You know, I love when, no matter what the numbers, when someone will say that, well, if they won, they would go back to work. I think it'd be very difficult when we're talking about that kind of money, because a foundation you could start, money you could give away, and still live so high off the hog, it's ridiculous. Travel, do whatever it is that you want to do. I mean, tick, tick, tick. We all have a certain amount of time. We don't know how much time we have, but it is a certainty that we will all inevitably face the end of the end. So I would think we're talking about that kind of money, that it's not like winning a couple hundred dollars that would be what would happen. All right, then I got this one for something different from Carl, who says, oh, thank goodness, I know that you're a football fan, Delaney, and I am so glad that the Colts said goodbye to their head coach. It just wasn't working anymore. They need to make a change. You know, that whole thing about the village, and we need a relief. Yeah, Frank Reich, the coach is gone. So instead, they have Jeff Saturday, who's the interim head coach, and I guess he's been all over ESPN. The interim coach has been, and he's been a consultant to the Colts, but they just seem like they were going nowhere fast, right? So it might be shocking because here you are in the middle of the season, but that's happened before. That's not unheard of to say goodbye to a coach. And look, there was the 23-point loss to New England over the weekend, and they had to do something better, right? I mean, the Colts are last in the NFL. They're scoring something like 14-some points per game average. That's it. And they're on the way to another lousy, lousy year. The next game is on the road against the Raiders. And, you know, the Raiders aren't great. They're 2-6. So now, will it make a difference? It's just bad football. I mean, it's time for change sometimes, and that's probably, if you're asking for my opinion on it, it probably was the change that they needed to make. So that's why that happened. And it could be better for the Colts, because a change of scenery, you know, again, may make a difference for the players, and they may get some momentum and finish a lot stronger. You can send me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com.
Those
well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life. I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, katedelaneyradio.com, I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriend, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at katedelaneyradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Ball numbers yet. Pre-election day, almost into election day. People will do that early voting thing, I'm sure, but there were a lot of early voters, over 40 million and counting, heavy voting in Georgia and Florida and Pennsylvania. I mean, all across the board in Arizona in some spots, there's a lot at stake, and there are people that want to have their votes stop some candidates from getting in, and then others, of course, that want to add to the avalanche and get their person that they hope gets elected or reelected into office. So, you know, we get the whole TikTok phenomenon, right? You understand TikTok. You put something out there, and before you know it, if you have enough influence, because you have enough people following you, you have a stage. You have a different kind of microphone, if you will. And there's a TikToker named Katie Sigman who has done a lot of stunts TikTok-wise, including bowling with a pumpkin, throwing a fake cinder block at cars. Nice. But recently she decided it would be fun to hit golf balls into the Grand Canyon. So there was a screenshot of her hitting a ball over the rim of the geological wonder that blows our mind. and losing, by the way, part of her club when she did it. So that is like throwing a weapon over the rim of the canyon, which of course is illegal, but it could be something that could have smashed a hiker or wildlife who could have been injured or killed, because that's really what it is. Look, I hiked up and down the Grand Canyon in a day, and a flying golf club would be a weapon, a golf ball, the same thing. So now she's facing charges for the stunt, and the Grand Canyon National Park is saying, listen, we take incidents like this really seriously. This is not funny. I mean, how does this happen? So there are pending misdemeanor counts relating to littering, creating a hazardous condition, throwing objects over the canyon rim. All of those are things that Katie Sigman is facing now. So let's just put it out there, in case you don't know, don't hit golf balls or anything into the Grand Canyon. I mean, yeah, come on, Katie. Really? I mean, for a stunt? Now, of course, I'm saying her name, and more people are talking about the story, so that just grows that whole TikToker influence. But she could pay the price for that. You know, it's like on these high buildings, like the Empire State Building, there's always like, there's like a sign about, there's a sign the last time I was there about not being careful about the edge and not throwing anything over the edge. I just think, oh, do you realize if you throw what your lucky penny, the lucky penny off the side, it's not always somebody doing it to be getting attention. It's going to be lucky if I throw a penny off the Empire State Building, but it could kill someone down below on the street. Think, people. And especially at the canyon. Oh, my gosh. If you ever, the best thing about telling you this, and this being the mic drop moment, is if you ever in your chance, in your life, have a chance to go to the Grand Canyon, I think it's worth it. I think it's worth it. I had the fortune of going to the Grand Canyon when, I was in my early 20s when I went, and foolishly thinking, oh, I can hike the Grand Canyon in one day. I did do it, and I did it crazy enough, and still think it was just an amazing thing. But it's the 15th site in the United States to be named a national park, right? And you're just looking at the Grand Canyon, but there's a gorge of the Colorado River. It's considered one of the wonders of the world. So again, this is why you want to be hitting things into the canyon. And it's an amazing sight. If you can get there and you haven't been there, oh, go there. And you know, it used to be such a super, super big deal. I'm not saying it's not now, but I did a little history into this before I remember before I went, because I was curious. And it stuck with me that the canyon became a much bigger deal after the railroads were built and the early pioneers then in the 1800s could develop some infrastructure and then some tourism there. And remember, in the early 1900s, President Roosevelt, that was his thing. His whole thing was about the parks and whatnot and preserving land for public use. And, you know, the Grand Canyon wasn't immediately a national park, but it was introduced. It was a bill that was introduced by a senator at the time, Benjamin Harrison, in 1882, that would have established the canyon as the third national park in the United States after Mackinac and Yellowstone. So it didn't go at first, but it was reintroduced, and then eventually it happened. It took a little while for it to happen, but it did. And you can just imagine, I looked at some of the, it's pretty cool, I looked at some of the old posters of the Grand Canyon, and just what they, you know, they put a free government service Grand Canyon National Park, and it's just mind blowing looking at it. So don't throw things off of it. Just go and enjoy it and put it on your list. If there's a chance that you can go and see it, it's worth it. It's worth it, worth it, worth it. Of course, much easier when you live on the western part of the United States or the Southwest. If you're going from other areas where you're taking those long, long, long car trips, it still is a possibility. Don't let that stop you. But anyway, very, very cool. All right, some other things that are happening around the country. You know, we talked about the big things. I think people are desperate to know what the Powerball numbers are, but California, you're dragging your heels. We're waiting for those numbers. And then midweek, it's about the hurricane that could develop, the tropical storm Nicole, that could become a hurricane, maybe a Cat 1. And, of course, the big thing is the elections, that midterm elections that are happening on Tuesday, and the big tests and battleground states and some of the lawsuits, actually, that have been now an avalanche of them that have been filed with disputes already over the election results that have not happened yet. I was looking at how many, and it looks like there is quite a bit of lawsuits that are being filed, and this seems to become the norm. There are like 120 cases surrounding voting, just surrounding voting, so different kinds of cases, filed as of November 3rd. And some of it is to restrict access to the ballot. And some of it, you know, there were, if you look at 120, there were 68 election lawsuits that were filed before Election Day in 2020. So that number has jumped up significantly. That's for sure. The RNC chairwoman, Rona McDaniel, released a statement after the state Supreme Court ruling that it was a massive victory for Pennsylvania voters and the rule of law, and a milestone in Republicans' ongoing efforts to make it easier to vote and harder to cheat in Pennsylvania and nationwide, because that was one of the lawsuits was in Pennsylvania. In Wisconsin, a Republican lawsuit secured an order blocking state election guidance that told local officials that they could fill or correct certain information that was missing from absentee ballot certifications. So you can bet that there will be probably some more of those kinds of things that will happen in the aftermath, I think, too, as well. There's a lot of scrutiny of election officials and poll workers, that's for sure. But go out and vote, everybody. Make it count, and thanks for listening to this hour of the show.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You, too, can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.